This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're paying attention, that you're involved in the conversation, that you're texting and tweeting. Sending me emails. You can send an email to joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Okay, I'm just excited. I got so much to get to, and I never really get through the whole, all of them. So, you know, there's a new story out, and I'll get to the goofy stories in a second. But I think this is important. I think it shows you what real allies are willing to do and all about. You know, Trump's right about China. They're not our friends, and people. For years, they've been telling us they're not our friends. And if you're Chinese, you're listening to the show, I'm sorry. You know, I mean, if you're here and you're American and you're Chinese descent, then that's a different story. But the Chinese, they're not our friends. It's really that simple. The amount, you know, I've spoken to people in the government security world and the stuff they do to us on a regular basis when it comes to espionage and that and spying and that kind of thing. And you can tell me we do the same to them, but we don't. They do it on a very much larger scale than we. They're willing to do it long term. They're in it for the long haul. And they're, you know, talk about nationalists. When you read some of these books on spies that were in this country, Chinese spies that were in this country, and we capture them, we talk with them, interrogate, talk, whatever you want to call it. They do it for the good of the country. They do it for the motherland. They do it because China needs to be protected at all costs. That's their attitude. I know it's terrible, isn't it? So their attitude is they're willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that China is safe, ahead of the game, and that they're the power. That's the ultimate goal, is to make them the power. Now, I went down that road because they're talking about alliances. They've got pull with North Korea. And Japan steps up today, I think it was, or yesterday. I heard about it a little while ago. And they've stepped up and said, no matter what, they are America's ally. They will stick up for their ally. They will fight back. They will help protect. They can take down those missiles leaving North Korea, so they're more than willing to do it, because they know that North Korea can aim those things at them as well. And they're not willing to let that happen. And everybody's so teed off at President Trump's words. I find that interesting, because there's been other presidents, including Democrats, the ones that they love, you know, Mr. Clinton. And then apparently, I was reading today that Dwight Eisenhower wanted to force North Korea into negotiations to end the Korean War. He sent a secret message to Pyongyang, and Beijing threatened a nuclear strike if they did not come to the table in Seoul. Now, after North Korea in 1968 seized an American Navy intelligence ship off its east coast with 83 crew members, Lyndon Johnson called for diplomacy to defuse the crisis and began 11 months of talks. That gave them 11 months to rip that ship apart and get what they needed. Bill Clinton used bland but strong admonitions, backed up by the clear threat of a missile strike. And that's how he got Pyongyang to halt its efforts to process plutonium back in 1994. Well, that's what we were told. I don't know if I believe that. Now, President Trump's remarks on Tuesday, warning of fire and fury, now he says he's not so sure that that wasn't strong enough. I kind of agree with it. Look, nobody wants war. Really, nobody wants war. But think about something. I wish you people would get this straight. First of all, you're all worried about, what was it, Betsy DeVos?
DeVos?
Yeah, her too. All worried about Betsy DeVos and what she was going to do to the education system. The education system screwed up already. It can't get any worse. Look at the numbers. Look where we're standing is in the world. And they all say, well, America has free education. Isn't that wonderful? Let me tell you what. A bottle of pig urine when I'm thirsty is worth nothing. It does nothing for me. I don't want it. You know, yes, you can't say that education is better because in spite of the federal government, there's still school districts and what have you, schools that are doing a great job educating their kids. But for the most part, they don't. The inner city school districts stink, and you know who they're run by. And all they do is throw more money and think it's going to get better. It's not. It doesn't. It hasn't. So Betsy was going to do something terrible and blow everything up. I'm waiting. Even if she goes 180 degrees from what the last person did, nothing has been working anyhow. How much worse can it be? Anyway, it's the same thing here. You've had, all the way back to Eisenhower, right? Eisenhower. Eisenhower did his, he threatened them. Hey, remember those bombs we dropped on Japan? We got a couple extras in the warehouse. We're looking to get rid of them cheap. If you don't come to the table, I know where I'm going to park them. And guess who came to the table? Terrible, terrible thing to do, right? We'll talk about, and Bill Clinton, he threatened him too. We'll be back in a minute. I'm going to tell you to take care of this. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body
antibiotic extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I know you can be listening to so many other shows. Yeah, I'm not stupid. I get it. But you've chosen this one. You're hanging out with me. For whatever reason, you must be bored to no end. But it is. It is always a pleasure, and I do appreciate the time that you're with me. I do appreciate the time that you want to be involved, that you want to be engaged, and it means a lot. So, let's, before I get on with the story, let's go to the phones. Let's see. Let's pick up Bobby from Long Beach. Bobby from Long Beach, you're on. How can I help you?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. What's up with you?
Hey, I just, you know what, I haven't been listening to the show, but I saw that there was some veganism / meat-eating topic that was being discussed, and I don't know.
I haven't got there yet, but yes. What's that?
Oh, okay. Well, you know, it's like, it's funny that that whole veganism and vegetarianism in general it seems to be losing ground and becoming an unhealthy topic. And I don't know if you're going in that direction, but it just isn't working for that world. And it kind of goes into the whole kale and GMO and that whole, it goes into many topics. You know,
yeah, there's a lot more there. I get that. Now, actually, the story I'm going to do in a few minutes is about how veganism or people who are strictly vegans tend to be more depressed than meat eaters for whatever reason. But
it's a micro it's a subtopic of what I'm talking about, and it's a symptom that I don't know anything about that, but it makes me excited when I hear it because I know that it doesn't jive with where humans should be, and so I'm just happy when somebody approaches that and kind of combats it.
Bobby, I appreciate the call. I'm going to get on it. If you don't like something I say, you can always hop in a chat room or call back in. But I appreciate the call. Thank you.
Oh hell yeah! All right.
Yeah. I'm going to finish up the one story, and then I'm going to move on to veganism. And look, I'm not against it. If it's something you want to do, you make the choice. But, you know, really, hit that in a minute. I don't want to be all over the place, you know, like a kindergartner. No, thank you. All right, so anyway, I want to get back to you real quick with the North Korea thing and President Trump and what others, you know, have done. You know, you've had people from Eisenhower and Clinton and the rest of them. I mean, they have all been trying to deal with North Korea for years. And just like I said about the education system, here's the deal. At some point in time, we have to do something different, right? We can't keep doing something the same way over and over and over and over and over again. Remember, they claim that what Reagan did at the wall when he told Gorbachev to tear down the wall when he was really, really screwing with the psyche of the Soviets, right? We have the Star Wars. We can shoot anything out of the sky. We can blow up your... We can do all this wonderful... I mean, he really scared the crap out of me. He outspent them. And they all said, oh, my God, this is going to lead to nuclear war. The Dems are going out of my mind. They're going out of their minds. They're cowboy politics. It's not going to work. And the midstream, middle sentence, what are they doing? They're tearing down the Berlin Wall. So they were wrong. John Kerry is in his infamous words when he was sitting there going, no, Russia's not invading anywhere. We don't do that in the 21st century. As they were entering into Crimea. I mean, they won't see it in front of their face. Right? Kim Jong-un, he needs a lesson. This stuff has to stop. The saber rattling has to stop. Giving them money doesn't help. And we're not talking about a nuclear attack here. Okay, the U.S. can do some well-placed bombs, not carpet bombing, but well-placed bombs, and pretty much bring him to his knees and stop the whole thing. We can't keep dealing with these people the same way. We can't do it. It doesn't work. No matter how much you want to believe it doesn't work. All right, so let me get to the stories I meant to get to a while back. Oh, you know, and these two go hand in hand. They just go hand in hand with each other because they're so much fun. So veganism, and look, I have vegan friends. I get it. I get why they do it. I get why they believe they should do it. As a Christian, as a quote-unquote religious person, my God tells me to eat meat. It's okay to eat. It's a good thing. Right? But now vegetarians are nearly twice as likely to be depressed as meat eaters. This is not a right-wing loon website either. This is out of Los Angeles from CBS News. Now, vegetarians are almost twice as likely to suffer from depression as those who consume conventional. Now, let's be clear. I'm not telling you to go out and eat steak every night and that's it. It's got to be a balanced diet. It's got to be right. Got to have a balance. Got to have your veggies. I get all that. That's a new study. The new study out of Bristol University. It studied over 10,000 from southwestern England, found that vegetarians were more likely to develop depression due to vitamin and mineral deficiencies that can negatively impact their mental health. So, does this mean that meat eaters and non-meat eaters shouldn't date? Because it could be pretty dangerous, couldn't it? The 350 committed vegetarians who participated in the study had a higher average depression score when compared to the meat eaters. Now, that's according to the study. And it was published in the Journal of Affective, Affective Disorders. The vegetarian's diet, the vegetarian diet tended to feature lower vitamin B12 consumption, as well as greater intake of nuts and contain omega-6 fatty acids, which have been linked with an increased risk of mental health. Now, we've seen that. My wife and I have been talking about that for a long time. We've seen it with people around us when they cut out a lot of fat out of their diet, major fat out of their diet, they tend to start losing it. Their memory has problems. It's very evident. Now, slightly more than 50% of vegans and 7% of vegetarians have a vitamin B12 deficiency. Vitamin B12 can be found in red meat, plays an important role in affecting an individual's mood. Now, other potential factors include high blood levels. Phytoestrogens. Did I do okay? Can I get that? Mm-hmm. Wow. No. Give me a quarter. Okay. Consequent mainly on the diet rich in vegetables and soya. The report says another potential contributing factor is that lower intakes of seafood are thought to also be associated with a greater risk of depressive symptoms. We'll be back after the break. A lot more on this. And then we're going to deal with weightism because, you know, one goes hand in hand with the other, right? We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate it, the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate that you're in here, that you're involved in the conversation. I really do. Because I know there's a thousand other shows you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and just thank you, really, seriously. Head over to the website, though, while you're at it. Give me your email address. I send an email once a week, okay? Just letting you know what we're doing, what we have going on. You can decide to watch or not watch. You can decide to be involved, not be involved, whatever. So, let's go back to, where was I? Oh, yeah. Yeah. How vegetarians are nearly twice as likely to be depressed as meat eaters. Now, again, so we start this off right. I'm not poking fun at vegetarians. I'm working on a real story. You know, and some of you talk about balance. You talk about, you know, making sure that everything is equal. Well, balance. We're made to meat eat. We are made to eat meat. Yeah, whatever. Vegetables, meat, drink water. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that the human body needs to work properly. And I made fun, and I didn't make fun of her because she killed the cat. But this mindset that you're going to go against nature and win, yeah, how does that work out? How did that work out in Louisiana with all the channels they had done? The water just came up over all the levees, because they were going to hold Mother Nature back. Yeah, that worked out well. And then when you think about, you know, again, just going down the road, that woman that killed her cat, because she wouldn't feed it any meat. She only fed it vegetables. A cat. She was going to change its eating habits. She didn't care at all what Mother Nature had in store, if you would, the way God made that creature. That was not her concern. She was going to show that creature that it didn't have to eat meat. Well, now it really doesn't have to eat meat. So anyway, the story goes on to say that more than 50% of vegans and 7% of vegetarians have a vitamin B12 deficiency. Now, they go on to say other factors include high blood levels of what is it? What is that word? Phytoestrogens?
Yes.
That's not real. Mainly on diets for vegetables and soy. The report says another potential contributing factor is the lower intakes of seafood are thought to be associated with greater risk of depressive symptoms, the lack of balanced diet. And that's the key, a balanced diet. You don't have to eat meat every single night. I think when we were kids growing up, we probably had meat once a week. And not a tonnage. I don't, what is it with these? You got to order a 16-ounce steak. Seriously? So, anyhow, no, we had meat once a week, and I think if we had meat sauce, a pasta with meat sauce, it was always, you know, ground meat that went far. Participants who had been consuming a vegetarian diet for longer periods of time had higher depressive scores throughout the research, but the researchers didn't rule out the possibility that the vegetarians' decisions to adopt their diets could have been a symptom of depression from the start. Well, that's good. Get us all excited all the way through. And then put a big hole in it. You know, pop a hole in the balloon at the very end. That makes all the sense in the world. Anyway, but seriously, I'm not a nutritionist. But when I read a lot of these stories, I read a lot of stories about health, I read a lot of stories about, you know, proper diet and eating, and meat is always part of that. Because there's a lot more, you know, people, first thing they say is, well, you get protein from other stuff. Well, it's not only about the protein. There's other things in the meat that are good for your body. But listen, but you can eat too much meat. I don't think you can eat too many vegetables, right? I mean, you can't get fat eating vegetables. Can you use the word fat? Yeah, probably. But too late now. Fat studies, of course, deems that where do they come up with these words? Weightism is a social justice issue. Weightism? So what, being fat? Now, let's get something clear here. So I don't get these emails and you tell me how mean I am. If you truly have a problem, you know, a biological problem, where you could eat two boiled eggs and gain 100 pounds, all right? I'm not talking about you, and you know it. So don't get your feelings hurt when I'm talking about this. But I've been watching, for a long time, I've been watching that show, My 600-Pound Life. I don't know if any of you have ever seen that. And I realize these people have problems. I realize that some of it's mental, some of it's physical. I get it all. Okay? But they've got cameras following them around. And then they get in front of the doctor. And I don't know, maybe they're too stupid to help themselves. And the doctor says, have you cut back on the food like I asked you to? Are you down to this? Have you cut out your desserts? Have you cut out? And they say yes. But you've just watched them drive to the doctor's office, and as they were driving there, they'd had 9 cheeseburgers, you know, 7 chocolate shakes. They get the one guy I was watching who was totally devastated. He was sure he lost weight and gained 80 pounds. I mean, really, how delusional do you have to be? He was very upset about it. But it's a whole different mindset. And they're sick people, and I mean that in more ways than one. They need a lot of help. Some of them need help in the way they think and how they live their lives, and the other stuff will go away. Now, Oregon State University will offer a spring course on fat studies in order to teach students how weight-based depression is a social justice issue. Now, according to a syllabus for the course obtained by Campus Reform, students will examine body weight, shape, and size as an area of human difference subject to privilege. So now, what is it? Is it fat privilege or thin privilege? I don't even know. And discrimination that intersects with other systems of oppression based on gender, race, class, age, sexual orientation, and ability and inability to keep the Twinkies out of your mouth. Now, come on. Not all, but a lot of these people, I want to do what I want to do. I did it myself. Look, I'm not the picture of health, but I got to tell you, when I stopped having a hot fudge sundae at dessert 3 times a week, when I stopped having pancakes for breakfast all the time, when I stopped eating all this high-fat stuff, I cut back on some of the things I did. Guess what? I got better. I feel better. My knees don't hurt as much. My hips don't hurt. My feet aren't as swollen. It's just the way the body works. We weren't made to eat all this processed food. We weren't made to eat all this junk. You know, it's a fine line when I talk about this stuff, because I know some of you have, you really have issues. You're really sick, if you would. And no matter how many times I say I'm not talking about you if you really do have a medical issue, I'm only talking about those people who have hand and mouth disease, who can't keep their hand away from their mouth, no matter what they look like. And it took me getting teed off when I got on the scale and looked at that puppy coming up on 290 and going, no way, that is not happening. So anyhow, I mean, and seriously, it's one of those things where you kind of laugh it off, you kind of joke about it, you think that nobody notices. I had some good friends that would say to me, Messina, knock it off, you're not going to be around long, dude. I didn't feel fat shamed. I didn't feel bad. I actually made fun of it at times. But you look at it and you go, you know, I guess it's a defense mechanism, some kind of, so you won't feel bad. I should have felt bad. I was doing the wrong things. I was eating wrong. This course is going to be taught by Professor Patty Lou Watkins, who has written extensively on the body image disorders, particularly as they relate to weight bias. What is weight bias? And physical activity. In a 2013 article in the European Health Psychologist, for instance, Lou Watkins argues that the growing war on obesity has actually caused more harm than good, saying that many who attempt to lose weight suffer psychological consequences. Why? So we don't encourage them to try to lose weight? We don't encourage them to be healthier? See, this is that physical thing where... It's either biology or real science, but apparently real science doesn't matter anymore. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this. We'll talk more about it. I don't know what you want to call it. But we're going to come up with a name for it on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply, and worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. No, don't sing. Please don't sing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on here. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and I do appreciate it. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and you can help the show out. There's a button there called Patreon. And if you head over to the Patreon, click on the button, you can become a member of our politically incorrect posse. That's right. You know, I know, all right, you can slap me later, but I'll put some new, there's other articles that I put up there, other things I'm supposed to be writing about. I just keep forgetting it's over there. That the other people don't get. Doesn't go up on the regular website, doesn't go in the regular places. You'll get some other personal messages. I promise I will start doing it on a regular basis, but you can help out the show. All right, we give away coffee mugs and all kinds of stuff there if you join up, you sign up, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get back to the crazy, and I do mean crazy, article. You know, it's apparently fat studies. These courses now in weightism, and they're turning weightism into a social justice issue, which I don't understand. I mean, it is almost always controllable. You can't go to McDonald's seven times a day. It doesn't matter what you want. It matters what your body can handle. It's a perfect example of that attitude that I should be able to do whatever I want to with no consequences. You can't. You just can't. That one guy was telling you about the 600-pound life. He refused to admit that he was taking in 10,000 calories a day. Hello, 10,000 calories a day. Come on. Even if you don't know anything about nutrition, you're going, oh, my God, that's like nuts. Right? That's eight human beings worth of food. So this psychologist writes in 2013 in a health psychologist magazine that the war on obesity has actually caused more harm than good, saying that many who attempt to lose weight suffer psychological consequences. Why? Because they don't blow it off. Listen, like this guy that was trying to blow off the weight, and he was, he ended up gaining 80 pounds instead of blowing off the 30 pounds he thought he did. He was devastated. But you know why? He refused to look at the truth. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. He refused to look at the truth. I mean, if he had gone in there knowing the truth of what he had shoved down his gullet, and what a selfish thing. Can't even reach himself to clean himself. His girlfriend has to wipe him up. And you know what I mean. The man can't move. You watched him eat. What did she make him, like 18 eggs? Half a... Yeah, you did. You were sitting
there. I just blocked it out. I can't. Yeah.
Okay. He had like 18 eggs. He had, boatload of bacon, all kinds of stuff, right? And he had that plate. He couldn't even get up to eat. He couldn't sit up because he couldn't breathe. Now, it's one thing, again, to have the sickness. But in that case, the doctor says, there is nothing physically wrong with you to keep you or that is causing you to put this weight on. You have to stop eating 10,000 calories a day. Matter of fact, the man couldn't move, and he actually lied to the doctor and told the doctor he was exercising. He must have been running a marathon when in sleep because he didn't move.
I wish that worked.
Huh?
I wish that worked.
So she's saying that by pushing somebody, encouraging somebody to lose weight, if they fail, instead of helping them and encouraging them some more, no, you don't want to do that, because then they'll get upset, and they'll make it even worse. She goes on to say, indeed, as the war on obesity has escalated, so has weight-based bias and discrimination, noting that weight bias is particularly evident among healthcare professionals comprising the well-being of their patients. I'm sorry, compromising. Right, so what, you don't tell your patients now that they need to lose weight? Are you going to tell them that they're fine where they're at, and the fact that you're packing on 12 pounds a month is perfectly okay? Where do these lunatics stop this? Similarly, in an article called Teaching About Eating Disorders from a Fat Studies Perspective, Lou Watkins discusses the sorts of pedagogy she now applies in her courses. I grew to embrace feminist pedagogy. Why? In terms of course content as well as classroom practices, she explains. My course now frames body image disturbances more as a function of oppressive societal structures than individual pathology. So, me getting fat is your fault. Knock it off. See, I can't lose weight because you guys won't let me. You guys are making me feel bad about myself. Maybe if more of you wrote me emails, I'd feel better. Maybe if more of you sent me money, I'd feel better. I would feel better if more of you sent me money, but that's beside the point. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're doing. We're not having people take responsibility for what's going on in their life. And again, if you're just tuning in or if you just tuned in late, I said, if you have a medical issue, I'm not talking to you. This is not what we're talking about. We're talking about people who have the disease known as hand in mouth. You can't stop eating. You see it, you smell it, you like it, you eat it. It's got to stop. and it's okay. I mean, this woman is mad that medical doctors will tell somebody you're overweight, you're too fat, you've got to blow off some weight. Really? So what do? Do you sit him down and go, gee, little Johnny, well, not so little. At 800 pounds, I don't know if I can call you little. But what's going on in your life? Is there things that are making you upset? Why do you think you're eating so much? That's not the medical doctor's job. Medical doctor's job is to look at you and say, look, the last five times I've seen you, you're packing on the weight. You don't look good. I've now given you 11 different pills to take. You need to go seek some help. Students enrolled in her Spring Fat Studies course will be presented with opportunities to explore forms of activism used to counter weightism perpetuated throughout various societal institutions. What do you counter? You mean, oh, she's going to teach you how to stop eating. She's going to teach you how to eat right. Is that what she... No, that's not... We all know that's not what she's going to do. The three-credit course, however, is not the only... maybe she made it like a five-course credit. Now, that I couldn't... I tried to make that funny. That wasn't going to work. All right. The three-credit course, however, is not the only of its kind at OSU, with another class called Women, Weight, and Body Image, similarly examining weightism as a system of oppression that interacts with other systems of oppression, such as... See where this is going? Such as sexism, racism, classism, heterosexism. It's like... Listen, people, everything is an ism. Everything is somebody else's fault, so don't worry about it. The person you are, the size you are, your inability to do your homework, your inability to get involved, whatever is wrong with you, it's an ism, and it's a societal construct. Get over it. So just deal with it. Love you for who you are, no matter what you're doing to other people, no matter, you know, if maybe you're a thief, maybe you love to use nasty language, maybe you like to steal stuff from other people. That's just societal norm. The fact that society tells you that's wrong is just a social construct that just, you see how stupid that sounds? More and more and more of these stories, you know, you see at the center. It's pushing off responsibility to other people. You are who you are because of somebody else. You did what you did because of somebody else. You said what you said because of somebody else. No! You did what you did because you have no self-control. You hit somebody because you have no self-control. You swore at somebody because you have no self-control. We've raised a group of young people that have no self-control. They think that anything that they want to do, they should be entitled to do. They should be allowed to do. It's okay. Well, guess what? It's not okay. Look, you parents, maybe you've gone down this road. Maybe you've taught your kids that they're so important that they can pretty much do anything they want to do. Right? I mean, that's wrong. That really is wrong. They have to consider other people. They have to consider what's better for the greater good and not the single person. What's going to benefit more people? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And, God, here, we'll leave this for tomorrow night. But apparently now, regular size seats, in a classroom is a microaggression. See what I'm saying? It's not that it's normal size seats. It's because your butt's too big to get in there. Maybe your butt's the micro... Well, I wouldn't call it a microaggression at that point. It would be a mega aggression if you couldn't get it in the school seat. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Hey, have a great rest of the day. Tell your friends about the show. You got any ideas for stories? Just send me an email, I can't make it easier for you. Joe@therealside.com. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless. We'll talk to you tomorrow.